This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian DJ Dangler plus wrestling talk and Mama Cass. All coming up in just a second.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have a lot going on in
here.
Got
a lot of guests this morning.
We do. I'll introduce the man with the handsome beard over there. Mm-hmm. He is comedian DJ Dangler.
Oh, you just hurt Josh's feelings.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's all right.
Oh, Josh has a handsome beard, as does Chick.
I got a beard, too.
But yours is quite impressive. Yeah, it looks good.
Yours darn impressive.
And the only people who can't grow a decent beard in this room are me and Ace. When Ace does it, he looks like... you know, it's
ash trash face.
3 days away from execution.
Ash trash face. Ashtray face.
Don't.
Ashtray face. A little bit. I told you, let it grow out. Leave it alone. That's the delicate time for a beard.
He can't do it.
You think this looked magnificent right from the start?
Yes.
Well, it did, of course. But my point is.
Yeah, but you got a nice beard going over there, DJ. Well,
I think as a blonde guy. I have that, like, I look clean-shaven for, like, 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I terrify my family.
Right.
Nice. Like, there is that. Then, oh, my God, you got a beard now.
Then you've got your hair close-cropped, fading up there, but you'd have that kind of little island of hair.
Well, that's because I didn't have time to shave it properly this morning. I have seeded the fight.
Oh, you just shave it off?
Yeah.
Not only that, but Josh, but he's given up.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't just
what kind of seed you're rubbing on that?
Well, now that was creepy and weird, but okay.
You want to use your own? That way, it's your.
Or is that a home phone or a homonym or a? I forget what those words were. So complicated. DJ Dangler, among other things, you're a big wrestling guy.
I am. I love to announce it. I love to call it. I like to be part of it. I love the world of. Safe violence.
Now, when you
safe violence,
controlled.
Yeah, I like that.
When you announce, are you more of a Gorilla Monsoon type, kind of the friendlier, rooting on the good guys, or are you more of the Bobby Heenan type?
First off, let me say, check plus on your references. like excellent work.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people assume that I would go like the brain route, be the heel. No, I'm a fan. I'm a friendly dude. I would say much more Gorilla Monsoon.
Okay. Huh.
Have you been in the ring?
Oh yeah, all the time. All the time.
Now what's your wrestling name?
It's hard to improve on DJ Dangler.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well.
You ever get hit with a chair?
I have never been hit with a chair, but I have gotten to like do the handoff. I've gotten to give some legends their weapons.
Tom and I have discussed it. Talk about bad. People talk about refereeing in the NFL.
You think the NBA refs are terrible?
It's terrible.
The wrestling refs are horrible.
Well, they have no union.
I think that might be
it's
about
time.
No, any scab off the street.
Ref, he's got something in his trunk. No, I didn't see it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's bleeding.
Are there any particular moves? I mean, if I go way back, Christian and I are big fans of the great Bobo Brazil.
Brazil,
who had the cocoa butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if has that been handed off to another second generation, third generation.
I don't know if it was like specifically, but no, like you'll still see a good headbutt, like a good theatrical.
But to name it the cocoa butt. Are there any particular moves out there that, and perhaps you should help some of these guys invent names for some of these things?
I will say my favorite, because I have done that once and I loved it. There was a tag team out of Detroit. They were excellent. Two big, tall black dudes would do an assisted Alabama slam. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they started calling it Worse Than Alabama.
Okay, yeah.
That's a really funny name for a tag team finisher. Like,
that's a good finisher.
That's Worse Than Alabama.
Yeah, or a sex move.
Yeah.
It could be either.
I would want one of those that was called Better Than Alabama.
Yeah.
But I've got some kink.
Yeah. you wouldn't want to hear Worse Than the Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah, Worse Than.
Oh, God.
What is that? Dysentery? Warm diarrhea? What exactly is the...
Oh, no.
Sorry. I wanted to switch gears here. We're talking with comedian DJ Dangler, one of our favorites, and a DJ, a single man, is that correct?
Yeah, single man.
There was a brief dalliance with someone.
I was married for a minute or two.
Yeah, I get that starter.
Didn't take. Everybody should be married a couple
starter
times.
Starter wedding out of the way.
Sure. Get it out of the way.
Was it an amicable split?
No.
Oh,
not even a little.
Okay.
No, a lot of fire.
Sorry to hear it.
That makes you appreciate today.
Yeah, it was all right, which explains why I'm so happy now.
Okay, all right.
Perfect.
Well, since you're happy, I promised this story about the mamas and the papas. Are you familiar with the mamas and the papas?
Yeah, enough. Yeah, I like the mamas
enough.
And the papas.
I mean, this is this is their biggest hit. I think this is their biggest hit. I think. Kind of a lot of their stuff, very sort of choral, multi-track.
I think they're fantastic.
Yeah. Really? And
Some of the best harmonization ever.
Uh-huh. A four-piece, and Cass Elliott, brilliant singer, beautiful.
Too fat for the band, John Phillips said.
Well, she would even joke about it in the song Creek Alley.
And here we go.
Everybody's getting fat.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here, this is one of their hits. I love this tune.
And after every number, they pass that. McQueen and McGuire's just getting higher in L.A. You know where that's at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
There you go.
And at the end, they turn it around. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Yeah, it's about the story of all those musicians, and the McGuinn they're referencing is Roger McGuinn from the Birds, et cetera, et cetera.
Legend has it that Cass Elliott of the Mamas and Papas died. We've all heard it.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich.
Choking on a ham sandwich. That's exactly right.
Well, that's been debunked.
Cass Elliott's daughter says that story is not true and that the ham sandwich story was invented by her manager.
Right.
The late singer's daughter, Ms. Owen Elliott Kugel, was just 7 years old when her mother passed away from a heart attack at the age of 32 in 1974. She told the BBC her mom had returned home after 36 hours of performing and partying. She was hungry, and her dancer made her a sandwich from the only thing that was in the flat or the apartment, and that would be ham. And it happened to be left on her bedside table. She never even took a bite. But in her memoir, she says it took five decades to learn that the rumor began with journalist Sue Cameron and her mother's manager, Alan Carr. Carr wanted to avoid any speculation about drugs, so he asked Cameron to print the choking story until more details were available. And, of course, we all know it got traction, and we are still talking about it today.
Yeah. Way worse for Mama Cass's legacy.
Right.
Yeah. So the story is a bunch of baloney.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm confused here. I'm sorry if I wasn't. Did she chop up the ham and try to snort it?
No.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
You ever mainline ham? Oh, my God.
It's hard.
It's amazing.
Hard. You need such a big spoon to cook it up.
Oh, boy. I think it's kind of sad because it's sort of her manager. How could you pick the fattest way to die?
Right, right. You're trying to protect her in a way, and it just backfires so hard.
Jimi Hendrix, he didn't die of a drug overdose. He just choked in his own vomit. Mm-hmm. Of course, it could have been worse. Could have been someone else's vomit, the way it is in Spinal Tap.
Well.
Yeah, right, right. But, it's a sad story. She was super talented.
So, the logic was to, make her look better?
Yeah.
Yes, they didn't want people to think that she was she died of a drug overdose. Yeah.
I've got to say, that's such a rock star ending. That's, how the story ought to end.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And a nice warning, too, in a way. Yeah. Hey.
Yep.
Pat, do you have remember?
A song? Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you remember the other story about Cass where she got hit in the head with a pipe and then she could hit the notes? Remember?
What?
John Philip.
I remember this.
This is in Rolling Stone. Cass says in Rolling Stone, "It's true. I did get hit on the head by a pipe that fell down, and my range was increased by three notes. They were tearing the club apart in the islands, revamping it, putting in a dance floor. Workman dropped a thin metal plumbing pipe and hit me on the head, knocked me to the ground. I had a concussion, went to the hospital. I had a bad headache for about 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I was singing higher." It's true, she said in the interview, honest to God.
Whoa.
But the rumor was that John Phillips made that up because he didn't want people to know that he didn't want her in the band because his ideal was Michelle, didn't want Cass in because she was too big. But apparently hitting the head with the pipe and being able to sing better afterward is the truth, too.
Yeah, they were on TV a lot. I think America got over the fact that she was a woman of a certain size and nobody cared.
Nobody cared, right?
No,
no one cared.
She's famous.
No, because she sang so beautifully. She sings like an angel.
Yeah, she had a couple solo hits that were really good.
Dream a Little Dream.
That's
a great.
In any event, it seems odd that for some reason her daughter suddenly, after all this time, this book just came out. I guess.
Yeah, it did.
Can I just interject? I want to interject. My dad is 84, and we think about it all the time. And I'm just going to say right now, if he dies choking on a sandwich,
yes.
I give everyone here permission to say, no, it was cocaine.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Tell them it was no. 84-year-old Denny came back, punched a cop, did a rail, died in his sleep.
Now, some of us, our fates have already been decided no matter what actually happens.
Yeah.
No matter how I die, Tom will say it's because I choked on a powdered donut. I have no doubt.
I'm so, so bad. Nobody's better than me. Nobody's better than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it and eat. Take them panties off and put the salami on. Peck me with a breadstick. Peck me with a breadstick.
Peck me with a breadstick. Yeah, that's Josh. We'll play that that morning.
Josh, he'd been
here today, would have wanted us to play this.
Was that peg me with a breadstick?
Is
that what you get
sex
at?
Sex and food.
Okay,
peg
I get it.
Peg me with a breadstick.
At Filoni's.
Better be crisp. Better be toasted.
I think Pat wants to sing a little
I think
bit.
Pat does want to
You have
to
a song
sing.
For us, Pat? Well, about Cass Elliott?
In regards to Mama Cass, how about a tribute to the truth?
Okay.
The crust was hard and brown. And the ham was gray.
And the ham was gray.
There on her nightstand. On that tragic day.
On that tragic day.
But she never took a bite.
Never took a bite.
as the papers would say.
As the papers would say.
Didn't choke on a ham sandwich. She never died that way, no. It was a heart attack from partying and maybe being a little overweight. Manager went with ham sandwich, oh, to save a little face.
Oh. All right. Did you notice really? It sped up when we started singing along so that we would stop singing
yeah,
along?
Yeah.
I thought it to be rude.
Well, you guys are the best part.
Okay, thank you. We have comedian DJ Dangler hanging with us. And DJ, we were talking about the fact that you like wrestling.
I do.
When you say you get in the ring, are you actually wrestling?
Oh, no. I announce and I call.
Oh, no. I wanted you to be wrestling. Oh, that's what I meant.
I'm an old man who's out of shape. I don't want to get banged up like that, man. Those guys are animals.
They do what they do. They do violence.
It's safe, but it's safer from my seat. And that's
they're still trained
spot.
Athletes.
Yeah,
you're a big guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I am.
How tall are you?
I'm about 6'4".
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
It is weird. I will say, it is weird sometimes, and I do think like some of the oomph is lost when I'm interviewing these super tough athletes that are 5'8".
Right.
And it does kind of look like I'm showing off my real tough nephew. there is some of that. But
you're out of shape.
Yeah, but I'm out of shape, so it's clear that they showed up.
You smoke?
No. Why, you holding?
Oh, you like the reefer, dude.
I love the reefer. No,
the reefer.
Yeah. No, I quit smoking. 10 or 12 years ago.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah, I quit smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
Is your marijuana habit primarily satisfied through smoke, or do you like the edibles?
I run the gamut.
Tom. Oh, really? Yeah. You like it all?
Yeah. In fact, I would even argue for me to say that I'm indulging would have to be more than just one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're an avid fan.
Are you gonna give me a test? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I'll let you know.
Would you maybe
go to? Are you a vape guy?
Honestly, I would say I love good old fashioned flower. I like the combustion of fire on plants,
rolling it up.
But I also really like not getting caught in your green room, so I'm not above a vape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not furious about it.
Now, we have a couple things I wanted to get to with Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy, can you do this story about the lunatic? I mean, the gentleman.
A man in Florida claims he is he has filmed a time traveler using his shed.
Really?
Yeah. A TikTok user by the name of Alec Shale has captured the internet's attention with a series of videos about this strange saga.
All right.
Mr. Shale explains that he has a home in Florida that he rents out as an Airbnb, and a security camera alerts him to activity there. He says cameras captured the man entering his shed and disappearing completely, only to reemerge the following day.
Wow.
Mr. Shale claims the man has the same features, but looks noticeably older, and hypothesizes that the visitor is a time traveler.
This is wild.
Mr. Shale has been posting updates about the shed and the alleged time traveler and any theories about the situation on his TikTok.
I don't think there's any other explanation.
Josh, look at this. Come here.
Okay.
Get up out of your seat. Walk over here. Okay, here's the guy going into the shed. And then here he is a day later. Yeah. That's fairly astonishing. Wouldn't you say there he is going in and there he is coming out?
If Josh sits back down at his seat older than he is right now, I am going to freak out.
Isn't that cool?
No difference?
No difference at all, Josh?
Oh, there's a big difference.
No.
It's the guy's dad.
No footage of him going into the... We don't... What?
It looks like the guy, but...
What story you got a hold of here, Tom?
You're skeptical?
Are you sure this is a shed and not a makeup room?
So there's no camera in the shed?
No.
So we don't...
Well, it wouldn't work with the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't he put a camera in the shed?
Because
then he could...
The mystery would be... Assault.
And they look like two. It does not look like an older version of the younger guy.
Are we sure that it's a shed and not a TARDIS? Is this a Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, indeed.
Yeah. Yes.
And I mean,
man, I wanted to be all on board with this. I don't trust this guy at all.
Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, if the key to time travel had been at Home Depot and Menards all these years,
yes,
and we didn't know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.